Oh, you're a little in a glass, that's a little in. You want sugar in it, put sugar in it. You didn't drink it like it was.
If I was going to do that, I'd do it before I went to bed, not when I got up in the morning.
Well, well, it wouldn't do me to do it. No, I take it now, because I would go to sleep.
Oh,
might
yeah.
Make you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Does it do you sleep?
Yeah.
But I don't mind in the morning. If you take it, I tell you. If you take your little toddy for breakfast, just as soon as you get up, time you get breakfast ready, you ready to eat up the kitchen. You're going to eat.
I wonder if I'd be ready to teach school for the day.
Well, I don't blame you for that. But I want to get that oven you give me just now about that whiskey. Now, I've never made any whiskey in my life. I've never sold any.
Have you ever made beer or wine?
Only thing, no, I'm not saying I've made any beer and wine. I used to put up cinnamon beer. Way back in the old days, they'd take a keg, you know, 10 or 20 gallon keg, old keg, and it'd be in the fall, and they'd get clean wheat straw. And they put this down in the bottom of that barrel, and you'd have your faucet on the side, you know how they are. And you'd boil your sweet potatoes, and you'd put them in there, and you'd get your whole bucket of ripe cinnamon, put them in there, and then you'd get you a bunch of locusts, and we don't have them no more.
You mean those bugs?
No, locusts. They grow about that long, and you bust them open and you need them. They got good meat in them, and they just on the top edge all the way across. And you break them up and put them in there, and put you a little sugar, and you let them things stay there, and they'll work off. It won't make you drunk, but it'll work off, and that straw, I'll catch all of that drainage and everything, and that water, when you draw it out, it'll come out as clear as a bucket of water. And it's real good for you. It won't make you drunk. It's not liquor, but it's just a little, what we call the cinnamon beer. Now people don't know that kind of town. Nothing but old people like me and you. So, but I know there's something else about that whiskey liquor is what you're talking about. But anyway, they put up the mash, you know. They get the cornmeal and the sugar, syrup, whatever they want to use. And they put all that up, let it work off. And then they run it off. Now, I've seen one government still, but I've never seen a still like we're talking about now, because I'm 80 years old, never have seen a still at work except the government still. And they run that stuff off. And you see in the paper the other day what they call all, how many gallons they call? I forget what it was, somewhere in Georgia. They really call a bunch of big still.
Yeah,
that's right. But I can't think what would be right for it. But I know there's something else.
Let's see. That's a hard word. If you had some syrup to put on your pancakes, you know, to buy like log cabin or something, syrup.